sadly, in today's Ireland, people go OTT. You know, as somebody said to me last week at a meeting, you're poverty stricken now if your child can't go to have get their first communion in a limo. Well, man, we're 100 miles away from that.
There is all that fake tan and everything, that kind of preparation that people.
So we would, depending on the family, this is why people say, like, how much would you give to a family with four children? It's a question that we in society can't answer, because there might be five families in need with four children, but all their needs would be different. And like, there are plenty of dresses, particularly if a little girl for dresses for First Communion. But a lot of people won't take them.
Do people turn their noses up?
Well, I have a certain amount of sympathy with it. They say, look, this is the one big day. Let us have it. And so we might give them 100 or 150 euro. As they say in Cork, arrogant she is. And then they use it whatever way they like.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we're not going to spend 400 euro on a dress. We're not going to do the tan. We're certainly not going to do the limo. So we just give them a subscription. And you see, most sensible mothers, even if they won't take a second-hand dress, will have been saving up.
Yes, so they'll have a bit of money put aside.
And the same with confirmation.
Yeah.
Except confirmation in some ways is more expensive, funnily enough, even though now they wear either their uniforms or a kind of smock for the confirmation, but they still need the new clothes. But at least they're going to get more wear out of the new clothes.
Yes, they can sort of pick a wardrobe rather than just one white dress that you'll never wear again.
You see too that mothers are saving up for that, or maybe even buying in bits and pieces. And so we would probably give the money for the shoes and then a few extra, you know, euro for, you know, the same. It's usually around either 100 or 150.
Do you ever think, though, that the communions maybe should be just done in the uniform?
Well, of course they should, but it's not, we don't impose solutions, certainly. I wouldn't get involved in that.
Yeah.
You know, and I think it's just Celtic Tiger Ireland has built it up now into something that it shouldn't be.
Yeah.
But
it's almost as big as weddings or something like that, isn't it?
It's none of our business. Yeah. We don't do weddings.
You don't come, nobody gets money for poverty stricken money.
We have paid for pre-marriage courses.
Yes.
Which I think we shouldn't have, but nobody should have to pay for, but that's another day's work. We also might help to dress maybe a family that we're visiting who might be related and invited to the wedding.
Okay.
So that they could have, you know, like dressing the mother for the First Communion, that they want to appear in something pretty and nice and they haven't got the resources. So we would, you know, through our shops, we would help them with that.
Yeah.
And, nobody ever asks us anyway to help with weddings.
They probably would be, they'd be too embarrassed, I suppose, wouldn't they? They wouldn't feel it was right.
I'm making that statement now, and maybe there is somebody, some parts of the country, but in my long experience, it has never happened.
But the communion and confirmation, I'd say, do come up a lot,
do they?
Yes, they do.
Well, we would go immediately after Christmas. We'd go around to all the houses we visit and find out who has people for communion or confirmation.
Yeah, I mean, how much does it cost a family on average?
Oh, I'd say it costs a lot,
you
know, but most of them, as I say, would save up or borrow from the credit union.
Yeah.
We can't get into that, you see, because there's no end to that.
Mm.
We have to be very responsible with the money we spend.
Yeah.
But still give them a decent amount that's going to make a difference to the day. I mean, giving them 25, 30, 40 euro is insulting for that time, whereas it would be quite acceptable in an ordinary week.
So,
and you get to know them and you know what's going on, even if they never tell you exactly. You know, you get a good feel for it.
Yeah.
And the teachers in the primary schools are wonderful as well. I mean, they dress children for communion all the time.
Do they?
They do, yeah. And sometimes we help and sometimes they, you know, do it off their own volition.
Yeah.
So you sort of, we all cooperate the best way we can to make the day as good as we can.
Yeah. And what advice would you give to a parent who had children preparing for a communion or confirmation?
Well, we wouldn't be in the business of giving advice in the first place, but we would just say to them, start preparing early.
Yeah.
Like we always, when we go around in June, when the schools are closing, we say, you know, try and put something by now. You know, try and buy some books, or try and buy some even copies, or try and buy some runners or the school socks or something over the summer.
Mm.
And then when the back to school allowance is paid out by the government, which is relatively new, they can use it for the uniform or whatever. And then we can come in then, and whatever they haven't got then, we would buy.
Okay.
It's a very expensive time for us. But, you know, education is the way out of poverty. And I'm fully in sympathy with the idea that the child has to have, within reason, everything they need, like the tracksuit, like the money for swimming, like the money for art or whatever it is. Give them a good start and hope then that that will sort of multiply with their efforts and bring good results, and give them a good experience of school so they won't want to leave.